Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Bethany Dingra shares what God has been doing in her life.
I recently had the opportunity to attend an ordination mass for the first time. Three men were ordained to the priesthood in our diocese this year. The mass itself was incredibly beautiful, from the readings and the prayers to the music and everything in between. It was a great grace for me personally to be in attendance for it and to witness it. I was really struck by the deep joy that was there. The joy of the three men being ordained was evident, along with the joy of the bishop and the other priests who were welcoming them into sharing the priesthood of Jesus Christ. There was also a very evident joy amidst the entire congregation as we witnessed these three men say yes to God and lay down their entire lives in service and obedience to Christ and His church. It was an amazing witness to the reality that there is true and authentic joy in surrendering our lives and saying yes to God. One small line stuck out to me the most from the ordination mass. After the men to be ordained have made their promises of prayer, celibacy, and obedience, the bishop says to them, "May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment." This is a reference to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It's possible that part of the reason this small line stuck out to me is that the priest who gave the homily for my wedding referenced this same line. "May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment." It's a very comforting and hopeful prayer. It recognizes that God is the one who has started our conversion of heart, and He is the only one capable of bringing about our transformation in holiness. In a sense, it takes some of the pressure off of us because it affirms the fact that sanctity is not something we bring about for ourselves. It's not something that we can create or manipulate for ourselves. It is God's work within us that we must receive and cooperate, and He has very good plans to complete this work within each one of us. This short one-sentence prayer emphasizes both the beginning and the end. The beginnings and ends of our discipleship and growth in the spiritual life are oftentimes bigger and more memorable moments. It can be very edifying to think back and remember some of our initial moments of conversion or reversion. There is something special about going back in our minds to praise God for the ways in which we first responded to grace and turned towards God in a significant way. And if you are listening to this now, that means that you are not yet to the point of God bringing the good work in you to fulfillment quite yet. Although we can't know what exactly the fulfillment of God's work in us will look like, I know that for myself, there are times when I can easily get lost in imagining what it will be like. I can fantasize about the virtue and discipline and prayer life that I hope I will possess one day. And it can be very tempting to stay in these ideas of what God could and hopefully will bring about for me one day. For most of us, though, the majority of our days are spent in the middle. We are in between God beginning the good work in us and the day He will complete it in us. Most of our lives are spent in the much less glamorous and slow process of the Holy Spirit sanctifying our souls. The process of the Lord bringing about His good work to fulfillment in us is usually a long and tedious process. Externally, it usually doesn't look like anything that special, and many times it appears as if nothing is changing in us at all. There are many times when it can be easy to despair that any sort of fulfillment is happening within us as we continue to fight the same old temptations and sin. The repetition of boring daily tasks can seem trite and meaningless. But we must be diligent in this in-between time, the time that the Lord constantly and lovingly works in our hearts in the monotony of our average Wednesdays. Each day, we must be diligent in cooperating with the good work God desires to do in our hearts. We must continually turn back to Him with open hearts to say yes to His work and to surrender our lives to Him once again. This is something that I am constantly working on and seeking to grow in. In the first reading for Mass today, we hear that the ministry of the Spirit is glorious. God's daily work to sanctify us and make us holy is indeed glorious, even if it seems dull and tiresome in the moment. We hope and pray that we may continue to cooperate with God's saving work in us, so that one day we may fully know the glory that is made manifest each time we choose to have a loving thought about our neighbor instead of complaining about them in our heads. Each time we put down our phone and choose to pray instead. Each time we humbly choose to serve others without expecting repayment instead of serving out of an attitude of superiority. And the list could go on and on. And so let us pray for the grace to persevere and cooperate with God's plan of fulfillment for us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, thank you for creating and choosing us as your own. Thank you for your merciful love for each of us that has begun the good work of our salvation within each of our hearts. Lord, please grant us the grace today to continue cooperating with your work within our hearts. Help us to say yes to each opportunity you present us with today for you to bring to fulfillment the plans of goodness that you have for us. Lord, we need you. Help us to love you and walk with you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.